Oh, welcome to Girls in Heels. Today, a week in the life of Nicole and Teresa. Because this week for them was crazy town. I didn't do very much, so my life, bleh, kind of boring. Are your lives ever not exciting? Like, do you ever have weeks that are boring? Does that exist in your life?
I wouldn't say boring.
Yeah.
Boring doesn't exist in my vocabulary.
Sometimes
I could say relaxing.
I would say calm.
Peaceful, calm.
Oh, so you have calm
not boring,
weeks. Okay,
not boring.
Okay.
Calm, peaceful.
All right, got it.
Yes.
I was actually sick for 2 days, but I'm better.
Woohoo!
Woo! Mommy made you chicken soup, and Nicole took care of you.
So cute.
Right. Yes.
All right, well, I'm your host, Cooper Lawrence, with my co-host, Teresa Aprea, and Nicole Napolitano. You guys, you should know us by now. We should introduce ourselves every single show. But listen, how about this? We have a favor to ask of you guys. If you like this show, and we know you do, because it's amazing. Like, every week we get thousands of new subscribers, and we're really excited about that. And we're so grateful for you guys. Yeah, we're so grateful that you listen to this podcast.
Absolutely.
But we need more listeners. So we would like a little favor. A little favor. Just if you like us, please say to somebody that you love, hey, check out Girls in Heels.
Yeah.
That's it. It's free.
Spread the word. Yeah. Spread the love.
And it's Christmas time, so you could say, here, put in a card and say, here's a free gift, a free podcast.
Here's three hot girls.
Here's a free download every week.
You won't seem cheap at all.
Here's three hot girls you can listen
to every day, year long.
Now, Nicole, you're over there. I have to comment on this because you're over there like you're drinking your coffee, but all I hear is, why?
First of all, I'm happy right now. The only thing I'm happy about right now is
that... Well, we're soaking wet to begin with.
Well,
and not the kind of wet I like.
I was thinking the same. Teresa, we are so twins. We are so twins. Because the only thing I'm happy about, I'm sitting in my chair, in my studio. Everyone who saw the video last week, that's actually Cooper's studio. We are in the next room. Right next door to her.
We
could see each other through the glass. So
it's like
I'm very happy. I have a high chair. I have a high chair today. So I love being high.
So you're high today.
Not that kind of high, but I am so happy that I have a high chair today. And yes, Teresa, I keep on going, because first of all, I am soaking wet. And you're absolutely right. I am laughing when you said that because that's exactly what I thought. I don't like to be this kind of wet.
And then we needed to get coffee. And remember, Nicole last week was saying, I don't like, who were you telling? It was so funny. Oh, last night in the car, we'll get to that. But Nicole's like, you know, we have to get a coffee tomorrow once we get to the studio. I don't like getting it on the way in New Jersey because then I'm all done and I have nothing to drink when I'm recording.
I like having my coffee.
But
so here I am.
She had to get Starbucks.
I had to get Starbucks because
I wanted
it's right
McDonald's.
On the corner, which I'm very happy because we found a closer parking lot after how many months coming here? I don't know. Why we would walk like a mile to CBS Studios.
Let me just say that. The one time that I did take a ride with you guys, because usually we're going separate directions, but I did take a ride with you one time, and I was thinking to myself, why are they parked all the way over here? But I thought maybe you had a deal with that lot. I didn't say anything, because figured, I didn't know that there's a lot, like, literally.
So we were celebrating.
And the craziest thing is, usually we have, like, 5-inch heels, and we have to walk up that big hill on 57th Street.
Right.
When this one is
right
by Starbucks, and we walk a little downhill.
So much easier. I was so excited. I'm like, yay, I'm going to get my Starbucks. I'm getting a venti today. And I'm like, I'm going to switch it up because I was a sucker. I was such a sucker. I walk in and I see the creme brulee latte for the holidays, all their specials. And the picture looks so delicious. And it's... I never, ever a creme brulee latte.
Stick
I like my coffee
black
with my whipped cream on top. Yes, Teresa, you know what?
Is it
does
gross?
Everything have to be dirty with you?
Yes, it does.
Yes, because no one could see your facial expressions when I'm saying I want it black. Like, seriously?
Yeah, you're saying black, and Teresa is like cracking. Her face is turning red. She's laughing so hard.
All right. Lash a star over there. So
wait a second. Let me just refer back to
a couple. He was very cute in Starbucks.
Let me refer back to a couple of episodes ago that we said we make everything dirty.
Yes.
That's what we should call this show. Let's not call of Girls in Heels anymore. Let's call We Make Everything Dirty is now the name of this podcast. That's the name of the show.
Dirty Girl.
So getting back to my coffee, I was so excited. I ordered my creme brulee latte and it is so sweet and disgusting. So all I keep on doing is, ugh, ugh.
And she keeps on looking at mine.
I keep
and
on
you
looking at your
black
coffee, and I want it because mine is just too darn sweet, sweet. I don't know how many pumps of caramel. And I should know this because right. my office in Red Bank, Starbucks is right downstairs. And I never get those artificial pumps. First of all, I read a horrific article a year ago, which shame on me for forgetting. I had like a brain freeze that all those pumps are carcinogenic. And it's like, come on, seriously.
Well, all right, well, right now you just better enjoy it. And then on top of
I'm going to try. I'll
wait,
try.
Wait, I want to say that Teresa is not laughing that you've said pump like five times.
Yeah, like a few pumps of caramel, and those pumps just suck right now. They suck. I should have told them. Hold the fucking pumps, because I just, it looks so good. It looks like a dessert, the caramel and the whipped cream and all those little shavings on top.
Right, yeah, it looks
good.
Oh,
salted caramel.
Oh, it looks delicious. It just tastes like, ugh. Ugh, right. You see, well, I did it again. Ugh.
I will give you some of my iced black coffee, okay. And you can put it in yours, and it
Thank
won't
you.
Be as sweet.
Thanks,
and then
sis.
On top of it, the girl in there is so sweet. But I have to tell you, I really think I'm going to stick to radio and screw the TV.
Screw HD,
no,
okay?
Screw HD TV. The lady, every place I go lately, she sees us in Starbucks, she goes, you're the twins. She was working behind the counter, and she
okay.
goes, you're the twins from the Housewives. I said, yeah. And she goes, you're so pretty in person. I go,
Jessica, do you really look like shit with those HD? You know?
But I swear to you.
Those HD cameras?
I mean, it's so sweet. How she said, I go, oh, thank you so much. I look at Nicole. I go, if I hear one more person that says that, everyone that sees me goes, oh, you're so pretty. You're so pretty in person. I look at Nicole. I go,
do
we
look like shit on TV?
Well, no, I'll tell you. On television, you have a lot of makeup on. Ugh. And people assume that you're so gorgeous on TV because of the lighting and the makeup. And that in person, you're hideous. When they see you in person and you're really beautiful.
And we really don't wear makeup.
Let me tell you something. We all follow Us Weekly in those magazines. And every time I open a magazine, you see a celebrity without makeup. And they look hideous. I mean, they just look, I don't want to say hideous because right. women are never hideous. Women are beautiful right. no matter what they, but I mean, they look different. Right. They look less right. beautiful than they do on camera with all the makeup and the lighting. So I think when people see you in person, the thing is you look like you look on television. You don't have that like, non-TV look and TV look. So people
know.
Are
I
surprised
thought,
that you look like you when
thought,
you see
thank
you.
You, but I thought the, it looked horrible.
The couple of times that I was on TV, maybe 2-3 times that I had no makeup whatsoever, I looked better than when I had all that
they put
shit
so much
layers
shit
on my face, the cover up, the this, the powder, blah, 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 the eyeshadows. I don't wear all that makeup
right.
in real life.
I don't right. know. I just don't like that HD TV, whatever it is. I want to go back to those old TVs
that you turn the channels and there's only
really
four or five of
no,
them.
It's funny because now that I see some people look really great on television and they do. And then like even some people that we just met recently that we became friends with, even like soap opera stars and stuff, I see them on TV and they actually do look all like sometimes I look at them on TV and they look older and then I see them in person. I'm like, they look
right.
so much better in person. And then
oh, yes.
Oh, yeah. Nicole's got. Oh, that's right. Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
What? What's going on over there?
I don't know, Nicole. Why are you
nothing.
Shushing me to death?
Nothing. No, nothing at
you're
all.
You're like shushing me. Like, oh, my God. Am I not supposed to
Every
say
once
something?
In a while, like, you guys will start talking. And you one of you will get really excited
yeah.
for no reason.
You know what's so funny? Because it's like, here we have our little, I guess, and me and Nicole have our little secret society. Certain things, I guess, I'm not allowed to say.
That's
what?
Right.
Because of what? I don't know.
Chiude la bocca.
I'm not
like
going to close
say in Italian.
But we met
Is that
so
shut
many...
your mouth?
Yeah, close your mouth. Cute la
boca. I got to tell you, though, you know, talking about like people.
You're telling Teresa to shut her mouth? Have you met her?
No, Nicole and I were saying that. We were saying we've met so many people, so many nice people. But men in general, we were having this conversation. They're just, some of them, and I know why you're laughing too, some are just really, really strange.
Like what? Like strange how?
You want to know something that's so funny? What is it with men? And Nicole and I were talking, and no one in particular, just I feel like Jackie Collins. You know when Jackie Collins writes, no, not Jackie Collins. Oh, yeah, Jackie Collins, who passed away, the author, when she writes her books and she's really talking about people she knows about in Hollywood, but she changes up the characters.
Right,
like
yeah.
Sant'Angelo?
No, not that. But I'm just saying.
Lady Sant'Angelo?
Right, don't make fun of me because I happen to
Teresa
like.
Teresa has all her books.
I do. I don't.
So
I
see them on a bed, on a nightstand. Lucky Sant'Angelo.
All right, I do. I
Look,
like
I'm going to write a book about, and I'm going to have these two characters, Schmicole and Schmarisa, and nobody will know who I'm talking
and nobody
about.
Nobody will know. No. Real life story.
And they'll be triplets, except the third one just never talks.
I But Marcona.
I almost spit out my coffee.
And she's really furry. She needs her hair cut really badly.
Exactly. No, because it's so funny. Coming, like, just seeing men say, like, you see social media and people you come across, they're just, some of them are just really strange, like, really crazy fetish. Like, some of these guys that I see with my friends, like, oh, you're so pretty. Like, sends a picture of your, who was the one, Nicole? Sends a picture of your
feet. Tell me feet.
Toes.
Yes.
Where?
Yes.
What is it with men and feet? And
I will tell you.
They want to see your toes.
Okay. Here's what is it?
You see, this is an uck day for me today.
No. I love it. Even this is ucking
this
you.
This is an uck.
Yeah, the weather's uck. The coffee's uck. And now we're talking about some of the foot fetish.
No, but this is a fun day. Come on, this is girl talk. This is fun.
Send me a picture of your toes. It's fucking like a fetish and it's just weird. You're not my boyfriend. If you're my boyfriend, suck on my toes. Suck on whatever you want.
Right.
I mean, but he's like, and then they sent, send me a picture and
what
something about... I want to shrimp your toes. And I'm like,
what's shrimp your toes?
I'm like, Mom, what's shrimp? What's shrimping? Shrimp?
Why don't you Google that?
Okay. I did. You know what it is?
Oh,
what?
No.
Okay, it's sucking on your toes.
Ew. Like, it's called shrimping?
Shrimping. I never knew that before. First of all, there's nothing to me sexy about shrimp. It's fish. It smells. So, really? Like, you want to shrimp my toes? You think that's going to turn me on? I don't think so.
It's not for you. It's to turn them on.
But...
let me tell you something. Foot fetishes.
Yes.
Are the, I would say of all the fetishes out there, foot fetishes are like the number one. They're so, it's like a movement almost. It's so, it's so voracious that if you type in any celebrity's name, okay, do this on Google. I swear to you, this is every single time. Someone showed me this and I didn't believe them, but now I do it and it's true. If you type in like Jennifer Aniston, you know how Google goes to... like finish up the sentence for you.
Exactly.
You'll see one of them will be Jennifer Aniston feet.
Really?
Pick a celebrity. Pick any celebrity. Gwyneth Paltrow feet. Selena Gomez feet. I have this game that I play with these friends of mine.
I'm going to do Adam Levine's. Whose feet would you like to say? Whose feet?
Nobody's. I'm not a foot person.
Me neither. But
like
if
feet.
You were, what man's foot would you like to feet? Would you like to say what toes? Would you like to shrimp?
Who do you want to shrimp?
Who would you like to shrimp, Cooper?
I would like to shrimp George Clooney's toes because
really?
I'll tell you why.
He doesn't do it for me.
He does it for me, but more importantly, he looks really clean. Like he takes care of everything. Like he gets manicures and pedicures. He probably has really nice, clean feet all the time. So if I get a shrimp a foot, it's going to be George Clooney.
Don't get me wrong. I could appreciate like one thing about me. I appreciate the whole cleansiness and I am a foot.
Well, I hope so.
I'm a foot freak. No, when it comes to like my toes are always done.
Right.
Like my toes are always pedicured. Even in the wintertime, I don't care. Like even now, look how cute. Like I have sparkly red toes.
Oh, adorable.
You know, I mean, like even like
and your heels
love,
they have to be smooth.
And
when you rub against the sheets, they have to.
So I agree how men would appreciate women's feet because I've always any boyfriend I had and my husband always you know appreciates that, but. I don't see how...
Because your feet always have... What you think, Teresa?
Come on, Teresa. Your toes always have to match.
I always say, see my nails. I always say your nails and your toes always have to match in case your
Teresa,
hands...
I want
in case
name.
Your hands meet your feet.
In case your hands meet your feet.
Whose toes would you shrimp? Oh, let me see. Who's my man crush?
Well, not man crush. Whose toes who's, would
yeah,
you
who's
want
feet?
To shrimp?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, shrimp
besides my hubby.
Besides your hubby, Reno.
You know who I love?
Is it that difficult? Come on.
No, I love Jason Statham. He's my man crush. I think he's so sexy.
You shrimp his feet?
I would shrimp his feet.
I would shrimp his feet.
But I don't think, you know what it is? I don't think men's
so
feet. I think I could shrimp a lot of other things.
Jason Statham? Marky Wahlberg?
Wait. So that's yours, Marky Wahlberg, Nicole?
And my Adam Levine. Like,
really?
Jewish boy.
I think he's too of a pretty boy.
I like him.
Boy.
And you know what? I got to tell you, he looks awesome. Bald too when they shaved his head.
Yeah, he does. Whose phone keeps doing that? By the way.
Oh shoot! I'm so sorry. I'm turning it off.
Yeah,
I'm so sorry.
I don't know. I don't think men's feet are like attractive. It's not like oh my god, I want to suck on his toes.
But
I could
if
see,
you were.
But I could see men wanting to say oh my god, you know, like I don't know.
I don't disagree with. Okay, here's what I think about Adam Levine. I'm sure that his feet are shrimpable. Because he seems like he really takes care of himself. He's really into models. So he obviously, if he's going to be into a model, you know that
he's engaged and married to the Victoria's Secret.
But he also has to look good, too. He knows that he can't show up with gnarly feet when you're with a supermodel. You just can't.
Yeah. Right.
But I will tell you, Mark Wahlberg, very hot. I would stop.
He would not.
I would stop at the knees. I feel like from the knee down,
He's a grunging bad boy. He's grunging.
Good.
You're right. I
yeah,
could see
it's
that.
It's not
yeah.
going to be good from the knees
I
down.
I thought of that one. Too. Yeah. He's like, right. He's like that grungy type. Like, yeah. Totally. Yeah.
You know, he's definitely hot, but I would limit it to like just maybe the top and then maybe a little bit in the middle.
Yeah, men definitely need to take care of their feet though. Like my son, he's so cute, and it's not as though he's so masculine, but me and him like go for pedicures.
Well, I wonder what he takes after. Daddy gets manicures every single Saturday, once in a while a pedicure. He has to go get his hair done.
Oh, yeah,
my father gets a manicure every Saturday morning.
Really? Yes. Oh, yeah, he's hysterical.
He took us when we were very young.
My dad is so meticulous about, I mean, his just appearance. He's so vain. Like,
tell Cooper what I have to do every few days.
One thing my sister does for him, and it's so funny, and now I'm very aware of that, men with hair in their ears are disgusting. Like, ever see, even as they get older, they start having hair grow out.
So, guess what I do for my father?
My father, if
you really, you
Nicole, I don't cut. I tweeze his ears every few days.
And I shave his neck. There's no hair. He'll feel like a little pinch.
If he even
like,
feels it, he can't even have a piece of hair growing out of his ear.
How do you tweeze the ear hair? Like literally with the tweezer, or do you have one of those little like things?
Oh, no, with the tweezer. You need to pull it from the root. So I tweeze his ears.
Because he doesn't have enough hair to...
Well, Teresa, if I did not do it every few days, he would. He would be like those old men with lots of hair coming out of their ears.
But I told my dad...
Wait, I do his eyebrows.
Yeah.
I do his nose, no hair coming out of the nose, and I do his neck.
But we told him
meticulous.
We stop at the feet. He's like, Teresa, one day he's so funny. He's like, Teresa, can you clip my toenails? I said, no. I am not a pedicurist. I love you, Dad. But go for a pedicure. I'm not clipping your toenails. It stops there.
So your dad's feet are shrimpable. So is your mom... Have you discussed this with her?
No. I can't. Don't. Let's not go there. I cannot even talk about that. No. No, I can't put that visual.
Today is
in
the
my
day
mind.
You say ugh to everything.
Ugh. Today's an ugh. 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 Really?
I'm
we
just
can't do mom
more
and dad
ugh.
Feet. My parents thinking of them in beds. No.
No, Nicole gets
it stopped
very...
after my mother gave birth to me. That was it. They didn't have sex anymore.
So let me hear about your week, because we said we would tease it like a week in the life of you guys, and I heard. You went to the Barclays Center this
week. Hold on, do you hear me sniffling? I'm like a little kid. I'm like, I feel like, first of all, I was sick, and I want to just tell you something.
Please.
As women, and I just have to say this, we can't get sick. We just can't.
No.
And I have to say, my hat goes off to all of us, because you know what? and I say this in all humility, but I got to pat us all on the back, because we do it all. We really do. Mm. Like, I was in bed all day Sunday, and it's like, my husband has 80 million people over watching football. It's Sunday fun day. That night, there's tons of stuff in the sink, and he cooked tons of stuff. The next morning, I'm like, you know what? I'm in bed, but I'm like, I can't be sick. It's like, we cook, we clean, we take care of kids and dogs and families. And I go, you know what?
We
like, we can't. And even like I said, oh my God, I want my mommy. I made a joke on Facebook, and I love my mom, and she's so good. She takes care of me. But even as our parents get older, you know, in a way, we're almost still taking care of them in a sense. Even though my father still works and he still goes out there 4:30 in the morning, it's still like you're always like, my mom, I'm worrying about her, and always making sure she's okay. Thank God, Nicole, you took care of me. Like, she literally, my real life nurse. I mean, he nursed me back 1, 2, 3.
Now,
Nicole,
how did you have time to take care of her? I mean, you're also like crazy busy. Like, what did you do?
I'm a jack of all trades.
You are.
But what did you do? Did you go?
I
to
rubbed
her house?
Shoulder. No. Actually, what I did was
I went to her house.
I had Teresa come to my house because first of all,
Mom didn't make me chicken soup.
Mommy
though.
Made you chicken soup.
Organic.
First of all, on Sunday, all the guys were over our house watching football. So I said, come over here. It's nice and peaceful. And I said, I'll cook for Giovanni. Mommy cooked you chicken soup. I said, that way I'll clean up. I'll prepare dinner and everything. Take care of your son, because Giovanni has a 9-course meal that he eats something different than everyone else does.
That's right.
So anyway,
separate from
so then she came over and I gave her some medicine and I rubbed her shoulders for her.
Yeah, and I was all better. So that was good. My point was just saying, like, men are great. And I know, like, my husband means well, but they're just not nurturing. Like, I don't know. Like, that's why I'm teaching my son. And I got to tell you, as a mom, like,
yeah,
they just don't have it. Like, my husband's great. He's like, oh, you want me to make you tea? And I'm like, oh, God. Like, I'm like,
so maybe the next person I marry, it should be a woman.
Seriously.
I'm nurtured. I'll get my shoulders rubbed.
I know. I'm telling you.
Like, someone will cook for me.
Those lesbians have it figured out.
But you know what? Like, seriously. But you know what? Like, that's why I say, on a good note, we really have to teach, like, our kids to, like, really, like, one thing I know my son's going to make a great husband, because, like, I even taught him the next morning. I'm like, you know, gee, like, first of all, I had to go for a massage. I'm like, my husband should be massaging me. But he was watching football all day. So I'm like, okay, I'll pay for that. No biggie. And then the next morning, I'm like, Giovanni, I said, I want to just teach you something. Like, you know, Reno's great, but he could cook, but he definitely can't clean. And I'm like, I want to teach you as a man. I know I've done this for you your whole life, you know,
right.
But you have to learn to, let me just show you this, like, empty out a dishwasher, put this stuff back in, clean the countertops, there's Windex, there's this and that. Like, I was sick, and I felt like I woke up to, like, oh, my God, like, yes, like a truck ran through my kitchen.
Right, and that's unacceptable, especially,
unacceptable.
Like, once he's in a relationship, he has to pull his weight. Otherwise, I mean, women don't want to take care of men anymore. It's a very different generation.
Different.
You don't get women now who want to.
No, it's like us.
We nurture in different ways now. Like, I am not going to, as a matter of fact, it's one of the reasons why I divorced my last husband. I felt like his mother and not his wife, and that's not sexy. You don't want to have sex with the person that feels like your son.
I know.
So that turns you off immediately.
So that's why we need to teach.
You have to teach, because on Giovanni's defense, he did not ever see his grandfather or his father do anything, because we've always done everything in the kitchen. So you do have to teach him.
Right, exactly.
But
let me ask you something.
Yeah.
So when you're sick, like, what's your comfort thing? Like, what's your go-to thing that you do? Is it the chicken noodle soup or the chicken soup that makes you feel better? Like, what's the thing that you feel like?
You know what? I have to say, I do like to eat. Like, I mean, as long as, like, with the cold, I do. I like my comfy foods. And I have to say, then I go for sugar.
And then chocolate mint ice cream cone.
Yeah,
she was about having me make
chocolate
her.
Chocolate chip ice cream. I love Reese's peanut butter cups. I love Oreos. I was having, like, an Oreo fetish. I just wanted to eat tons of Oreos. I don't know what it was. I probably needed sugar. And that made me feel better. And then I just like my bed. I like my cozy pillow. I was laughing with Nicole. I said, my house is like, and we'll get to that. Going, you know, we were talking about musical cars last night because it was crazy before we left for the Barclays Center. But I said, my house is like, it's like, I feel like the three little bears in my house. I go, here I have a really nice size house. It's not a mansion. It's very cozy, but I have a lot of different bedrooms. I said, and my husband and I, even though we have a really pretty bedroom, fireplace, but I have floor to ceiling, like, windows, and there's a lot of light in my room. And then Giovanni has another spare room, and there's a spare room, a guest room, next to my room. And it's a small room. It's really dark, and it's really cozy, and I call it the man cave. It's so funny because sometimes I just like sleeping in there by myself.
Is that where you go when you're sick? Do you
like to go and
cuddle in there?
Yeah, it's either the sick room or the fight room. It's hysterical. I crack up. So I go, like, one night I sleep in there, and then if my husband, like, if he's ever mad at me, I know, like, sometimes he'll go in there and he'll close the door. But sometimes I, like, even though I have a big, nice bedroom, I go, that's almost like my favorite room. It's something secure about it.
I just think that's so funny how you say the fight room. I was married for 14 years, and I've never, ever slept in a different bed.
Oh,
and
we had
five, six bedrooms. No, I'm not joking. We had like a 6-bedroom house, and I've never ever slept in a different room. I always said, don't let the sun go down angry, and I stood by that.
That's Ephesians. Don't let the sun go down on your anger. It's in Ephesians.
And here I am divorced, and you're not, so maybe I should have slept in a different room.
Sometimes.
Stupid mistake now that you look back.
Look at that, 14 years.
I got to be honest with you. Hey, listen, when you're mad at your husband, if he's mad at you,
no.
Who wants to sleep next to him? I want to beat him. No, I'm teasing.
Married, you're with that person anyway, so what's the point of having that negative
energy? No, but here's the thing.
Energy.
I don't think it's negative.
If you're angry at your significant other, husband, whatever, why should you be uncomfortable and sleep on a couch? Like, you can still sleep. That's why I have a king size bed, because it
just
feels like he's in the other room.
Well, no, but
if we fight, it's okay, because he's on his side of the bed, I'm on my side of the bed, and it's like another room.
Exactly. But last night was funny because guess what? None of us were in our bedroom. We were in the guest room together in the wait a second, a queen size bed, not even a king size bed. And it was so cute. We were both sick because now I got him sick with a cold. And we're both in there. I go, are we not funny sleeping in the guest room because we like it here because it's dark and cozy? I go, when we have a room next door that with a fireplace and here we are. I go, it's like the three little bears. We keep on switching beds. But anyway, it was all good. We snuggled last night. I was all cozy, good. But
so speaking of last night, yeah. It was a lot of fun. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
We went to the Barclays Center to see the Nets Heat game, which was awesome. And we had a box. So it was just us in the box. It was my son, Giovanni, Giovanni's two friends, Reno and Teresa. And my older son, Anthony, was supposed to come, but he backed out 5 minutes because he was sick. So
Reno almost didn't make it because, hold on, Reno drives there. Reno's a little intense because we, you know, me, I'm like the
I know,
family.
He's like happy-go-lucky, but if something like pisses him off, it takes him
very...
like, time to like get over it.
Oh,
like,
really?
Oh, yeah. Like 2 minutes, I'm over it.
Right.
Glass of wine, I'm over it.
Well, but him, what? He holds it all night long?
Well, you know what it is?
It takes time for him to like
on his
simmer
defense,
down.
On his defense, Nicole and I sometimes could be like a whirlwind. Okay.
You
no.
too. You're kidding.
Come and like a tomato. And you know what it is? Reno's used to, okay, he's one kid, you know, and he, but at times, he, you know, he gets overwhelmed. So we come in, we're like switching cars. Oh, we need this truck. We need a bigger truck. And I'm the family pleaser, like, oh my God, we have a box. I had a few extra tickets. I'm like, I want to take Anthony. I want to take his friends. I want to squeeze everyone in the car. No, Reno doesn't function that way. He's like the organizer, very, you know...
Regimented. Which you wouldn't like, think so with Reno.
You wouldn't think so, but he is.
He likes structure.
So there's certain cars you have to take at certain times? Because, like, how does the structure work around the cars?
Well, because we needed three rows. So Nicole goes, all right, you know what? I know. I'm going to switch cars with my friends because, he's got a really big car and he'll do me a favor because now there's so many of us. And this
right.
is like... So then Nicole was late picking us up, and my husband's like, now we're going to be late. And I'm like, all right, it's a basketball game. Like, it's okay. We have time to get there.
It's not like it's a theater.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Well, you can the ballet where they're going to lock us out.
They're not going to shut us out, Reno. And then we get there. There's no parking. He goes, I knew we had to get here before. There's no parking. I go, okay, well, we're at the Barclays. I'm like, if there's no parking.
Yeah, he goes, I come here all the time. There's not parking. So Teresa's like, okay, so if you come here 50 million times, we should have.
Taken a car.
We should have taken a car or gone to your restaurant and had a driver take us to your restaurant, which is only 15 minutes.
Or hop on an effing train.
Train or jump in a cab.
So what happened? What did you do?
So we all go in. We go to the box.
No. Wait, well, hold on. We're driving around for like
but he's in
a half hour, 40 minutes, and now the kids are like, all right, get us out of the car.
So that's okay. So I'm like, you know what, Reno? Have your little hissy, like little uptight fit.
Little pissy fit.
You stay in the car. We're going. He's like, just get out. I'm like, all right, fine. Nicole's like, let's just get out. She's like, let's go to the box and have a drink because we need it after this car ride.
Sure.
So we run up. We run across the street. We get into the suite. We have a box. We're happy. We're like, bottle of Grey Goose. We got Tito's. We have everything. Reno calls and goes, you know what? There's no parking. I'm just going to go back to the restaurant. I'll see you when the game's over. I'm like, okay, fine, whatever. Real quick happens. He winds up coming up anyway. Nicole at that point has like two drinks in her because she's a little stressed. And the kids are having a blast now because my son, well, he's really a Cavs fan because he loves LeBron, but he still likes the Heat.
Right.
And we're all there with their friends, their cousins, having a great time. Nicole's drinking. So all of a sudden she's like, pictures, selfie.
Well, I went to go, my son was sitting in front of me, so I went to go stick his tag in his shirt.
Right.
So as I stuck his tag in his shirt, which I just leaned forward a little bit, when I sat back.
No, her seat popped back up, so it wasn't down.
Oh, no.
So you know when she gets.
That's what happened?
Flying?
No.
I'm not joking. My feet were, I was like a 180. They were like straight up in the air, and the drink just doused all over my nephew Rob. So he was soaked in vodka, and Teresa's just hysterically laughing, and I am stuck on the floor because now it's like it's like that little wedge that I just got stuck in.
Right,
and she's hysterical, and I'm like,
I'm hysterical because she goes, "How could you not push down my seat?" But I had a glass of vodka in my hand, and I was like, "I saw
you chose the vodka over your sister."
Wait a second,
but she actually tells me that she goes, "Oh, I just."
Well, no, but it happened so fast.
Nicole,
like,
she chose the vodka over you.
She did. She did. And anyone who watched Housewives would know that because she constantly had her vodka.
But the best thing is the people in the boxes to the left and right of us.
Oh, they just thought it was hysterical.
I'm sure. I bet they did.
Oh, yeah.
But I have to say that.
I think the whole stadium heard them laughing.
But oh, my God, they get you on the Jumbotron? Please tell me
no,
yes.
No, I wish they did.
Thank God.
It would
have been awesome.
But you know what? I have to say I was so happy because Reno started hysterical laughing. Me and him were crying.
That's what
that would
loosens.
Change the night.
Oh, it changed the night.
Really?
It was.
No, he had a great time.
Me falling, hurting my cactus bone. That did it.
Oh, no. Yeah.
And then on top of it, one of the best, on top of it, there's a big, they come up with a big sweet cart and a big candy cart and cupcakes and everything outside of the box.
Wow.
Nicole, yeah, some of you all, $100 later on candy, right? $20 for a bag of M&M's that I get my nephew, right? All of a sudden.
The guy next to us, are you going to say? We stole our M&M's.
The guy next to us in the box next to us, swear to you.
And took out a whole bag of
M&M's. What? The kids ran out to go get something, I don't know, like food or something. And, yeah. And all of a sudden, we turn around. The bag is like in our box. But you know, you could reach over to the next person's box.
It's open.
He stole a effing M&M.
Did you say something to him?
Well,
or did
Reno
say what happened?
This is just funny.
Reno would never say anything.
But Nicole. When we were all leaving and we were all getting in the elevator, I go, in front of everyone, I go, where are my M&M's? I want my M&M's back. And his face turns white. I'm like, okay, I'm only joking. Like, keep the friggin' M&M's if you want them that bad, you know?
Jesus.
Yeah.
At least ask. The thing is, if he would have asked, you would have said yes. That's the thing.
Sure, take my M&M's.
Take the effing bag, you loser. No.
So then, well, I have to say, I could laugh about it now, but thank God I'm making the sign the cross. My son could have totally got hit by a car last night.
What? Tell me that quickly.
Because
what happened?
I just have to tell you, we're leaving the Barclays Center and, you know, it's massive traffic.
It's mayhem.
It's mayhem. I'm crossing the street. My son, he's a Jersey bum. My son is like a Jersey mouse, country mouse. He's not used to the city.
My son's a city kid, right?
Giovanni's a city kid.
I love Joey.
My son, Joey,
he's a Jersey boy,
runs through traffic and runs across the street. And I'm like,
No. Number one, we were trying to get across the street. And of course, Reno's rushing into the car, you know, Mr. Intense Man. And all of a sudden, we go, it was like we were playing Froggy.
Leapfrog.
Remember Frogger.
Frogger.
Yeah, that's it. That was us. And my nephew goes, this is not a good idea, Aunt Teresa, not a good idea. So all of a sudden, I'm in the middle. I go, okay, fine, just stay by me. All of a sudden, I hear, my nephew, Joey, I don't know what happened.
Bolts out and runs.
Wait, so this is the kid that you poured vodka on?
That's Rob.
Oh, that's Rob. Okay, I was going to say.
Maybe he was drunk, right? No.
I was going to say, that kid's having a terrible night.
But Nicole said, Joey, like, what made you do that?
Like bolt into traffic. Like, just... Please
goes,
tell me.
And he goes like this. He goes, Mom, I don't know. I thought you said to go.
Go. She said, no. Mommy did not say go with 50 million cars coming at you.
God.
I know.
Oh, it's that time again, you guys. We've come to the end. Yeah, of another week of Girls in Heels. Thank you so much for listening. Spread the word about us. We will not be here next week because of Christmas. We're going to be with our families, and hopefully you guys will be with your families.
Yes.
So we wish you all a happy holidays and happy everything.
But next week is Christmas.
I know.
I want to wish you a Merry Christmas. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas.
Please, so can
From
I
the
sing?
Bottom of my heart.